This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. India confirmed more than 4,200 more deaths, setting another daily record and taking its official COVID-19 toll past 250,000 as it battles a ferocious surge in infections. Around 370,000 new cases were added within 24 hours, pushing India's total past 23 million. That's according to the health ministry. The figures are considered vast undercounts due to insufficient testing and records, among other factors. On Tuesday, authorities warned that nearly 90% of districts in the country are seeing a high positivity rate, sparking fears the coronavirus is spreading to India's rural areas faster than it did during a surge last year. A potentially worrisome variant of the coronavirus detected in India may spread more easily, but the country is behind in doing the testing needed to track the variant and understand it better. The revelation comes after the World Health Organization designated the Indian version a variant of concern alongside those first detected in Britain, South Africa, and Brazil. The surging number of people infected in India gives the virus more opportunities to mutate, and genetic monitoring is needed to identify if those mutations are making the virus more deadly. Rockets streamed out of Gaza and Israel pounded the territory with airstrikes, the most severe outbreak of violence since the 2014 war took on many hallmarks of that devastating 50-day conflict with no end game in sight. Gaza's Hamas rulers and other militant groups have fired barrages of hundreds of rockets that at times have overwhelmed Israel's missile defenses, causing air raid sirens and explosions to echo across Tel Aviv. This is VOA News. The United Nations has responded to the rebounding Chinese and U.S. economies by revising its global economic forecast upward to 5.4% for 2021. But it warned that surging COVID-19 cases and inadequate availability of vaccines in many countries threaten a broad-based recovery. The UN's mid-2021 economic report launched Tuesday pointed especially to the rapid vaccine rollout in the U.S. and China and an increase in global trade and raising its January projection for a modest recovery of 4.7% this year. But the UN cautioned that this will unlikely be sufficient to lift the rest of the world's economies. Russians paid tribute to victims of the school shooting in the city of Kazan. People brought flowers and toys to the attack school there and the headquarters of the Republic in Moscow. Nine people, including seven children, were killed Tuesday and many more badly wounded after a lone teenage gunman opened fire in a school in the Russian city, prompting a Kremlin call for tighter gun controls. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn tells us that a judge has dismissed an effort by the National Rifle Association in the United States to reorganize in Texas under federal bankruptcy protection.
The case centered on whether the powerful gun rights group should be allowed to incorporate in Texas instead of New York, where Attorney General Letitia James accuses NRA leaders of seeking bankruptcy to avoid accountability for using the group's coffers as, quote, their piggy bank. The NRA is headquartered in Virginia, but was chartered as a nonprofit in New York in 1871.
That is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. A man accused of killing eight people in shootings at three Atlanta-area massage businesses has been indicted on murder charges in two counties. Six of the victims were women of Asian descent. The prosecutor in one county says she will seek hate crime charges in the death penalty after the grand jury indicted 22-year-old Robert Aaron Long on murder charges Tuesday. The indictment only covers the four killings that occurred at two spas in Atlanta. A separate grand jury in a separate county indicted Long on charges related to the shooting in a spa near suburban Woodstock, in which four people were killed and one person was wounded. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.